really a lot of things in the past. And I guess, to be honest, just kind of took it at word. That's what it meant. But you get to studying the Word of God, and God will show you. He's right and man ain't. I'll just put it that way. And when I say man, that includes me and you too. I'm not above that. I'm just saying that God's right. And I'll look at some scripture here this morning in Ephesians chapter 4. I'll say a little bit about it. I won't spend much time on that because that's a whole different study and a whole different lesson about what this don't mean, but I want to talk to you about what it does mean. And that's what's important. And it's not what God don't say, it's what he does say. And this is not all that God knows, but this is all we have, Brother Robert. So this is what we had to go by, it's what I had to go by. I don't have to go by that the Word of God said the world couldn't contain the words of God if it was pinned down. I don't have all of that to go by, Brother Robert. What we have is what he gave us, and we have the scripture, the Word of God, Brother Dan, the King James Bible. That's what we have, and that's what we're to go by. What God tells us in this word and the witness of his spirit, Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read the first three verses again. I'm not saying about it just to remind you where we're at here. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's where he's at in this chapter, where he began it out, Brother Robert, and that's what he's speaking about. If I could say this, this is the gist, this is the headline of where he's at, and all the rest of this, this follows in behind it. If you read the Word of God and study, you have to see what God's saying, where he's saying it, who he's saying it to, and then follow that scripture beyond that, Brother Robert. That's how you study the Word of God. And God does break out sometimes, seems like in a chapter, and it's almost like a change lines or change avenue. But you have to realize that. You have to see what God's saying and go with that. Thank God he said here in the Word of God, that's where he's at now. And he said in verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. That's what God said in the Word of God. And let's look in verse 7. I guess I'll put this thing on. And I forgot about it. It's all right. Verse 7 is where we're at, I think. And if I'm not, you forgive me. I'll say a few things about that, and then we'll move on. And the Lord will help us. I got some scripture I want to turn to this morning. And I'm not, Brother Robert, when you stand here and you stand here to teach, and I stand here to try to teach the Word of God, I'm not here to prove anything to you. I'm here to give you what God says in the Word of God and let him speak to your heart and let him witness. Because listen, church, his witness is far above man's. If the Holy Ghost will speak to your heart, Brother Todd, that goes so that there's no man that ever walked the face of the earth besides Christ himself that voice is even comparable to. It's man. Let God be true in every man. Like, let God be true. He's true. So the voice of God to your heart is great. And man's voice, God does use man's voice, but it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that. Man's voice alone on the Word of God, that's not when it's quick and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. I'm not believing the Word of God, but the Holy Ghost power on the Word of God is when it pricks your heart, Brother Todd. That's when it pricks your heart as a sinner. That's when it deals with your heart as a saint, a child of God. That's when the Holy Ghost takes the Word of God. He said here in verse 7, but unto every one of us, remember who he's talking to. He's talking to the church here. He said, but unto every one of us is given grace. I think you're right, Brother Hyde. I think it's exactly right. Grace is given to the children of God. Yes, sir. He said us here. That's not the world. He's talking to saved children of God. People have been born again. He's talking to this church. He's writing to this specific local church at Ephesus is who he's writing to. The body, thank God, the church of Christ, thank God, is who he's writing to. He said, unto every one of us, that's the saved, the elect of God, is given grace. He's given grace. Grace is a gift. Brother Hyatt preached on it there Wednesday night. It is a gift of God. It absolutely is a gift of God. In fact, if I can say this morning, the grace of God is where all the gifts of God come to us from.
Yes,
that's where it comes from. Yes, that's the, if I can say it, that's the supply. That's the power, thank God. That's where, that's the origin of it, thank God, is the grace of God. You have faith this morning, it's a gift that comes from the grace of God. You have repentance this morning, that's a gift that comes from the grace of God. It's all by the grace of God. And he said, unto every one of us, unto every one, he said, he's one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. He's in you all. And he said, but unto every one of us is given grace. Now notice what he says, it's given grace. The grace of God is given to you. You don't earn it, don't obtain it, it's a gift. Pure and simple. And it's a gift, Brother Robert. Notice this. He said, according to the measure. According to the measure. That takes the meaning of according to the measure. Now, listen. Here's the determining factor. Here's where it's determined at. This is where it's determined at. He said here in the Word of God, according to the measure. And that's a, listen, that's a specific. It can be it can mean bountiful as a whole, and it can mean specific, thank God. In our life, in our walk with God, it can mean both of that. But he said, "According to the measure, determined by it." That mean, according to means determined by the measure. Notice this, of the gift of Christ. Again, I'll say the measure of the gift of Christ. Christ is the gift this morning. Remember that, child of God. He is the gift of God, according to the Scripture and what and the witness we have in our heart this morning, Brother Hyatt. Christ is the gift. He is the gift of God. He is the gift of the grace of God. He's everything, thank God. But notice this, that can mean as a whole, that's a big measure. But Christ is a big God, and he's a big gift. But listen, I think here, he said here in the Word of God, and it goes along with the rest of the Scripture that's going to follow after this, Brother Robert. I think mostly in this specific Scripture right here, in the context, he is speaking of a specific measure, and it's gifted out. He said the gift of Christ. And listen, God gives you grace when you need grace. God gives you grace for the grace that you need, Brother Hyatt, to fulfill the will of God in your life. God gives me grace that I need to fulfill the will of God in my life. Some of those are all the same. Some of it's all the same. Some of it's not all the same. Some of it's not all the same. We'll see that in the Scripture. God will show us that in the Word of God, that it's not all the same. It's not all the same. I don't get ahead of myself, but we're going to look at them gifts if God will give us the grace to do that this morning, Brother Hyatt, and we'll see that in the Word of God, that God, but notice this, he said according to the measure. Listen, it's according to him, not you. It's according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He is the gift. And listen, Brother Hyatt, the grace of God comes through him, from him. Sure does. The grace of God. He said, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. I'll stay there real long and I'll move on. The Scripture that God showed me some things in, he said this morning in verse number 8, wherefore he saith. Now, if you have your Bible and you want to turn there, I want you to turn to Psalm 68, if I can read my own writing. Sometimes that's pretty bad. And if I mess up and get off the wrong chapter or book, we'll move on and y'all forgive me and pray for me. He said, wherefore he saith. I think it's Psalm 68. Verse 17, the chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received, notice that, Brother Robert, hast. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Now, Paul's writing here to the church at Ephesus, and he said, wherefore he saith. Well, David's done said it in Psalms. He's done said it. He saith. It's past tense. It's done been said. It's done been spoke of. It's done been It's done been told here in the book of Psalms here, Brother Hyatt, that he's ascended. Thou hast ascended on high. He's talking about the Lord. He ain't talking about nobody else. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ right there. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for me, and yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. In Ephesians, he said, Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he ascended up on high. Now, listen, Jesus did ascend. They saw him ascend. They saw him go up. He ascended up on high. He went, thank God, to the heaven of heavens. He went to the throne of God, where the abode of God is there. He went, Brother Hyatt, where he left and came down to us. He went back to where he was at before, in eternity past, where he always had been, with the Father, with the Holy Ghost. The Godhead was there. He went back to that same place, thank God. He ascended up on high. But notice this, not only where he went, but his position, thank God. He's highly exalted above all other. He's given a name that's above every name. It's highly exalted, thank God. All the preeminence of God is in him. That's determined by God. And man didn't determine that, didn't make him Lord and Savior. God did. God put, thank God, everything in his hand. Everything's been laid to him. Everything's made by him, for him, in him. Everything's committed unto him. God set that up. God said this is the way it's going to be. And he's ascended. When he ascended, he said up on high. He's highly exalted. He's the one we pray to. He's our access to God. There's no other access to God. None. There's no access to God but by Jesus Christ, the one that ascended on high. That's where he's at this morning, thank God. He's there, thank God. They saw him go up. They saw him go up. The one that resurrected the third day by his own power, they saw that very same Lord, Brother Hyatt. They saw him go up. They saw him ascend. He said here in the Word of God, when he ascended up on high. Now I want to look at some scripture. He said here, listen, that's his place and his position. He's the Word of God says he's at the right hand of the throne of God, and he ever liveth to make intercession for us. He's on high. Where's he at? He's on high. Notice this. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, Psalmist said there that he received gifts for men. And here he gave them. Well, if you follow the scripture, Jesus, when he was here on this earth, he came to do that he received from the Father to do. It's all together. It's all one God. It's one God. He said that in the scripture, in this chapter. He said, in the Word of God, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, there's a thing right here, Brother Danny, and we might turn there. I want to look at other scripture this morning. And you can turn there if you want to. You don't have to. It takes the meaning of conqueror. It's what it means here in the scripture. In Judges chapter 5, let me get the right scripture verses. Judges chapter 5, verse 11. They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake. Utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Benoam. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles about among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. He said, he told him to lead thy captivity captive. Captivity is for the captive. Who is in captivity? The captive is. The one that's captive is the one that's in captivity. Captivity is for the captive. Now, I'll say this, and again, I'm not going to say a whole lot about what this is not, and I'll move on. I don't want to bust nobody's bubble if I can say that this morning, Brother Hyde. I do not believe this is not talking about Old Testament saints that's in the heart that people say was in paradise. I'm going to tell you why. Jesus told the thief on the cross, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Isn't that right, Brother Robert? Look in 2 Corinthians this morning, if you'll turn there, and I promise you I'm going to move on. I'm not going to spend much time on what God showed me that this is not, but I want you to see what it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, if you want to turn there. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Told him that. I know the word of God says, heart of the earth. Jonah's in the belly of the whale. Jesus, I'm not going against that. I'm not trying to change that. His body went to the tomb. His spirit he committed to the Father, which was in heaven, while he was on Calvary, when he gave up the ghost. He told that thief before he died, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Paradise. Was not talking about the heart of the earth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul said this, It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. That's the heaven above heavens. That's well beyond, Brother Robert, the stars and what we can see in the universe that we know, what we see, well beyond it, the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise. That's the same paradise that Jesus told the thief on the cross, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, I'm going to move on. But Paul is not speaking of it. He's not speaking up about being in the heart of the earth here. He's speaking about being in the third heaven in paradise. Brother Heights, the same paradise that Jesus told the thief on the cross. Yeah. Thou shalt be with me. It's the exact same paradise. In Ephesians, he's saying here, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Listen, church. Brother Robert, man was the captive that was held by the captivity, held in it. If you're a captive, there's something that's holding you captivity. You're captive. Because the captivity is for the captain. Now notice this. He said he sent on high, he led captivity. The captivity here, we'll get on into scripture. The captivity here, I believe it's right now, the captivity here is, listen, Brother Hyatt, we is held captive to sin. In this world, and the devil and Satan was blinded by him. We wasn't children of the devil. I understand, know that if you're a child of God, you never was. God didn't change you from being a child of the devil to being a child of God. God didn't do it that way. We never was, thank God, of that seed. Never was of that child. But what held you captive was the captivity of sin, the captivity of Satan, the world. Listen, death, listen, the grave, spiritual enemies, those spiritual wickednesses in high places. Jesus defeated every bit of that, Brother Hyde. He destroyed that. He overcame it, thank God. He put it under his foot. It's his foot. All that's beneath him now, brother. Always was, but in action, thank God, in time, he defeated that when he walked this earth, brother Todd. He walked the earth as God, yes, but as man, just as much as you and I and everybody sitting in this house of God this morning is man, mankind, man, women alike, it includes it all. Listen, he walked just as much as we are in that attribute. He was a man, Brother Robert, But he lived sinless, and he, listen, the captivity that had man captive, he defeated that, thank God. He defeated it. He destroyed it. And what he said here in the Word of God, it was tradition, Brother Danny, that if a king or a kingdom, if they went out and they conquered their enemy, they intentionally did not destroy them all, but they kept some alive that they might march them and parade them amongst the people, chained and bound one to another, Brother Danny. And that was proof, thank God. That was proof, thank God, that they destroyed them. They led them captive down through the streets. They led there. It's what he was saying in Judges. I'm commanded to lead your captivity captive amongst the people that they might see. Does that make sense to you? That had you captive, now you've got it captive. And that's what Jesus is doing here. That's what Jesus did, Brother Danny. That had man captive in sin and destroyed. He's depraved. He's without God. He has no way to God. He has no action toward God. He has nothing towards God. He's destroyed in it. He's held. He's bound up in it. We was bound in it. You was bought, thank God, by a price. You was bought out of that. You was bought off of that, thank God. But you was held in it, Brother Robert. You was never a child of the devil, but you was held captive by sin. Sin is the captivity that had you captive. It did. Now listen, who's head of that? Well, I know Jesus is in control of everything. But Satan rebelled against Jesus. And the Word of God said he's the father of all lies. He got a hand in sin. Where Jesus allows him to go, he goes. And he blinds the eyes. He blinds the minds. He blinds people lest the light of the glorious gospel would shine into their heart. His attempt is to keep a man blind and keep him held captive in captivity, Brother Todd, that he not see the grace of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know he can't do that. Brother Hyatt, he cannot do that to the elect of God. I understand and know that. But he's going to do all he can do against Christ as long as he's got rope and as long as he has times until he's chained and thrown in the lake of fire. You can rest assured Satan's going to do everything he can to curse God and go against him and destroy. Listen, you want to know what the greatest creation of God is? Look in the mirror. It's man, thank God. That's what God made, Brother High. What God made. And if Satan can destroy, thank God, the greatest thing that God ever created, that's who he goes after. That's how he builds this world up. His system, thank God, the world, thank God, it's got people held captive. The world, the system, that's where he's at, thank God. And the Word of God here said it in the Word of God, when he ascended up on high, he led that captivity captive. He bound it up. He destroyed it. He controlled it, Brother Danny. He looped it up, tied it up, thank God, and he's got it tied up. He's got it captive, and he said what he's saying here in the Word of God, that captivity that had us held captive, Jesus took it captive. He destroyed it. He defeated it. He's got it, thank God. Listen, it don't have the power it had. Death don't have, the grave don't have the power that it had, Brother High. It don't have the sting. It don't have the power. It does not have that because Jesus resurrected the third day. There he destroyed, there went the sting of death. There went the sting of the grave right there, Brother Robert, because he resurrected, thank God. And then he ascended on high and he lived perfectly while he was here and he destroyed that captivity that had man captive. He defeated it. Thank God, a man that's in Christ, Brother Robert, that's why that don't have the captive power over you no more. It's because, not because you defeated it, because he defeated it. Not because you led it captive, not because I led it captive, but because he led it captive. He destroyed it. Now, I'm not getting into all that other. That's a totally different lesson, totally different study. You can study it out for yourself. I'm speaking about what he's speaking here right now. The captivity had us bound. The captivity had us captive. Jesus Christ led that captivity captive, Brother Danny. He took it captive. No longer has the power. No longer has the reign. No longer has control. If you're in Christ,
And because he did, you can. Brother Danny, I'll ask you something. I'll ask the church for something this morning. I know Brother Rock been teaching out of James, and I know but 1 John, the whole Word of God. Which somewhat might seem contrary to what I'm about to say, but it's not. It all adds, it's all right. James did say, if we offend the law at one point, we're guilty of it all. That's absolutely true. So we're all offended, and we're all guilty, and we all come short of the glory of God. But I'll ask you something this morning, church, this morning. There's a man side and there's a God side. There absolutely is. I'll ask you something this morning. Is there enough power of God? Is the power of God in you sufficient to live sinless? Sure it is. There's a God side. Don't belittle the power of God. If I offend the law and I sin against God and I'm guilty before God, Brother Hyde, that ain't God's fault. That don't belittle the power of God, not one bit. That's me. I'm the one that did wrong. There's a man side, and there's a God side. If we offend, we're guilty. And we do offend, and we're guilty, Brother Danny. That don't belittle the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost that's in you. Listen, that's Christ's Spirit. He's sinless. He's never told you to go out and sin. He's never told me to go out and sin. That power is there is what I'm telling you. And listen, the reason it is because Jesus Christ lived sinless and he led that captivity captive. It no longer has the power that it had in Christ, thank God. He's sinless. And when you're walking in the Holy Ghost, Brother Danny, and you're walking in the Spirit of Christ, and I am, or anybody in this house of God, any child of God, Brother High, that's truly walking in the Holy Ghost, they ain't sinning while they're doing it. That's not saying that you, in man, I'm not saying that you can't walk outside the Holy Ghost and sin. What I'm saying is while you're walking in the Holy Ghost, you're not sinning. Why is that? Because the captivity's been led captive. It's been taken control of. Jesus did that, Brother Danny. He did it, thank God, because he lived sinless. And that sinless power, that same sinless power of God abides in you, child of God. I'm not trying to tell anybody, Brother High, that I've lived sinless and that we live sinless and that we don't need to confess sins. Well, we'd have to cut the book of 1 John and James. We'd have to cut that out of the Word of God and throw it in the fire and destroy it. I understand, know that. What I'm talking about, the power that led the captivity captive abides in you. Sin never had, that captivity never had no power over Christ. Never did. Never did. That's how he destroyed it, Brother Danny. That's how he defeated it. It never had no power over him. He never sinned. There's no guile found in his mouth. He never said a bad word, had a bad thought. Never. A bad intention. Never done no ill work. He never did. And because of that, thank God, that never had no captive power over him. And now it don't have to have captive power over us, Brother Danny, because he destroyed it. He took captive what had captivity over us, is what I'm saying. He took it. Destroyed it. If we live in Christ, if you walk in Christ, you'll not sin. That's what I'm saying. If you walk in Christ. Because he don't. His seed remaineth in you. Ain't that right? His seed remaineth in you. He cannot sin. Jesus Christ cannot sin, Brother Danny. Never has, never will, cannot. That's impossible. That ain't God. So if I'm walking in Christ, then I'm walking in the one that took captive that had captivity over me. And you can't walk without sinning, Brother, if you're walking in Christ. Now tomorrow, man's subject to step out of it. Today, man's subject to step out of that. I understand and know that. Sure we are. That's why we need the help of God. That's why we got one, thank God, that makes intercession. That's why we got one, Brother Hyatt, we can go to and confess our sins. He's faithful and just. He'll forgive them. I understand and know that. But the power's there. Because it's in him, Brother Danny. He took captive what had captivity. Captivity for the captive. Now, Old Testament saints that died in Christ, they weren't captive. They weren't locked up, held up, imprisoned. They weren't, Brother Robert. It's a total different lesson. Ain't going no farther than that, but I'm just saying, they weren't. He said here in the Word of God, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now Jesus, Brother Hyde, he's here on this earth, and the Holy Ghost had not come yet. That gift had not been given to men. He hadn't been sent. Jesus hadn't sent him. He hadn't sent the Comforter. He hadn't ascended to his Father yet. It wasn't expedient yet that the Holy Ghost be given. But it was going to be expedient. And Jesus is going back. He's ascended back, thank God, to the throne of God. He's on high now. He's in heaven. He's ascended, thank God, up here in the Word of God. He's ascended. And he's left the world now. He's left the earth. He's not walking on the earth anymore as he was in that body that was created for him. He's walking on the earth in his body. The church this morning, we know that. But he's no longer in the world as he was before he ascended. Now listen. All things are done in and through him. Even in the church, Brother Robert. The work of God, what God has done, he does it through his church. It's still him that's doing it. It's still the hand of God. It's still Christ. It's still God, thank God, this morning. But he's no longer in the world. We are in the world. Jesus received Psalms. I've already read it. Said he received these gifts. I think Jesus, in the context, the Son of God received these gifts that he gave to men. He received these gifts from God the Father. And he's given them now. He's no longer here, Brother Robert. He's not here himself. And he said he gave gifts unto men. Why? To continue the work, thank God, that he started. That was in him, still in him. But he began it. Why? Y'all understand what I'm saying? He was here on this earth. He was here on this earth and he was accomplishing the will of the Father. Now he's ascended back to the Father. He's on high, thank God. The gift of the Holy Ghost mainly, specifically, greatly, as a whole is where he's speaking right here, the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then the gifts of God that he'll speak about in the text to come after this. Listen, it's coming in from and through the Holy Ghost that abides in you, who is the Spirit of Christ. How he does it. He said he gave gifts unto men. Gave them. Gifts unto men. Why? To continue his work that he did while he is here, Brother Danny. Y'all understand that? He's no longer walking in that body that was created for him. He's ascended on high. That's where he's at this morning, Brother Danny. And he gave gifts to men, the church, Brother Hatt, his body. He gave gifts to men, thank God. What gifts? His gifts. Gift of the Holy Ghost is, if I can say that, is the whole of the nutshell. The gift of the Holy Ghost abides in the believer this morning, Brother Robert. And the gifts that God specifically gives you comes from that, through him. Gave the gifts to men. He's no longer here. Man is carrying out, fulfilling the will of Jesus Christ here on this earth by the gifts that he gave them in which they can do it. That's right. What can man do for God if God don't give him the gift to do it, Brother Danny? Nothing. Don't have the ability. You can't accomplish it. You can't fulfill it. Can't fulfill it. He gave them to men. Now notice this. I'm going to look in John 3, very familiar scripture. Verse number 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended? And it does say first into the lower parts of the earth. Now, Psalm, we'll look there also. But don't look. He said, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first? Listen, what Paul said, what Paul's showing the church here right here is proof. Now, I want you to look in John chapter 3, and here's the proof. Here's the proof that he's giving them. This is the meat of the ascended and descended. Look in John chapter 3 if you want to turn there in your Bible. John chapter 3, ascended and descended. He said, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first? John chapter 3, familiar scripture, Brother Hyatt, verse number 11. Verily, verily, I say unto thee. He's talking to Nicodemus here. And Nicodemus said, how can these things be? And Jesus, you know how Jesus said, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Jesus had told him, you must be born again. Except man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot enter the kingdom of God except he's born again. He told him that in John chapter 3, verse number 11. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that. Now Jesus is speaking here. He literally on the earth speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Now Jesus said this, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He's the fullness of God, I remind you. He's speaking here, hath ascended. Now he's talking, Brother Hyatt, to Nicodemus here, and he ain't ascended yet in time. His death, burial, and resurrection and ascension back into heaven has not taken place here. He said, but that's not where I'm going. He said, ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. What's Jesus saying right there? He said, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm ascended. Paul's telling them in Ephesians, he ascended back to heaven. He ascended back on high, according to the word of God. He ascended up on high because he's the one that descended. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He's the one that came down from heaven, thank God. And listen, in order for him to ascend, he must have to have descended. That's pretty simple, ain't it? And Paul's telling them that in Ephesus right here. He said, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He did for 3 days. The word of God says, speaks of the heart of the earth. And there is Psalm says this. If you want to turn there, let's look at Psalm 139. If I can turn there. Psalm 139. He said, first into the lower parts of the earth. Much debate about this. I certainly don't completely understand all this. I'll confess that to you this morning. But he ascended, he's the same one that descended. He's proven, thank God, Brother Robert, the humility of God left glory, and he became a man. He descended down, it descended to this earth, and he became a man, and now he ascended up on high. He's one and the same. He had to descend to ascend. That's what he's saying here in the Word of God. Now, I've read one thing that said this. I read on this some, and one writer wrote this. Jesus descended to earth in his incarnation. He descended into earth in his burial. But he said this in Psalm 139. Look what God says in Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Let me get the right verse. I think it's 15. Verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid, verse 15, from thee, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. That says lowest. Wrought there means what the psalmist is saying here. He's saying he's wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. That wrought there really takes the meaning of fabricate, put together, make. If you fabricate something, Brother Todd, we understand that this morning. It might be a pile of wood, just a pile of wood and a pile of lumber, but you can fabricate it into a chicken house or a home or a building or whatever. It was not that till you fabricated it. It's just a pile of wood. According to Scripture, we was dust, and God created us from that and made a man. We was made, thank God. We was curiously wrought, the psalmist said here. He said, in the lowest parts of the earth. And that lowest part of earth there really takes the meaning of his mother's womb. That's what it really takes to mean it. The word lowest there, lowest, takes the meaning right there of his mother's womb. David, he's speaking here, the psalmist has said here, he's wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Lowest, Brother Danny, not lower, but lowest. It's different. Psalm 63, if you want to look there, Psalm 63, we'll look here in the Word of God. I ain't going to get too far with this, it's okay. Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul falleth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Now that is different than the lowest. What he's speaking about in Psalm 139. According to what I could read, Brother Danny, that does take the lower parts of the earth, and what I found out on it, Brother Hyatt, that lower parts of the earth does take the meaning of a locality of Hades. Yeah. The lower parts of the earth. Now, in Ephesians, the Word of God said he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And takes the same meaning. You say, what are you saying, Brother Key? This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying, Brother Robert, is the captivity that he left captive is what held you in captivity. The Word of God does say right here that he also... It's two things God says right here. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill all things. There's the meat of it. There's what he's saying here is the proof of it. He's one and the same. He's the Son of God, thank God. The one that we saw ascend, the one that was seen ascending up to heaven is the very one that came down from heaven. He descended to the earth from heaven. He came from the same place that he ascended to, Brother Danny. He is the Son of God. Listen, Peter said that. We are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of living. He's the Son of God. We're sure of that. That's where he come from. That's who he is. He descended from heaven. Now he is not from heaven, and now he's ascended back to heaven. He's ascended back on high. The Word of God does say that he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. What I'm saying to you is here in the Scripture, the Word of God, study it for yourself. The captivity is what held you captive. Captivity is for captive. That is not Old Testament saints that died in Jesus Christ that he went and got. I'm not saying Brother Hyatt is totally separate, total different lesson. Them folks died in Christ. They died believing in the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. They believed, if I can say this, they're looking forward. And if I can say this, now I'm talking about man in time, Brother Robert. They was looking forward to Calvary. We're looking back to Calvary. In time. All man is in Christ. All man is in Christ. That was not paradise. That the captivity that he took, listen, the captivity that Jesus destroyed and bound up and took captive is what held you captive. Sin, world, spiritual wickedness, empire, all that, everything that's against Christ, that's what held man, Brother Hyde. That's what held man. Held us, bound up, in captivity. In captivity means you're captive. You're not free. You're in a cage. You're behind bars. You're bound up, locked up. You're in chains. Paul and Silas, when they was in the Philippian jail, they was captive. What held them captive? Them chains that had them bound to the wall. The chains, Brother Todd, was their captivity. That's what held them bound. And Jesus broke them loose. But what I'm saying is, the chains was the captivity. The captive was Paul and Silas. Sin and the world and wickedness, thank God, in this world, what had us this morning, Satan, the world, death, grave, spiritual enemies, all that is the captivity that held us captive, Brother Danny, and Jesus took it captive. And now he's ascended on high. And that's where he's at this morning. And he's the very same one that descended. Paul's showing them that. He's telling them that. Jesus said that in John chapter 3. If I could paraphrase it, I can't quote it again. I just read it. But he said, no man ascended but he that descended. He said, even the Son of Man. Who is he speaking about? Himself. Praise God. May the Lord help you. Appreciate the goodness of God.
Yes, sir.